You've talked a lot about growing up flying. I know your dad flew.
The ranch was big enough that we used an airplane like a pickup. Flying was just an extension of everything we did. I was always fascinated with aviation because my father had taught me to fly. And I got my pilot's license the day I was old enough, or my student pilot's license when I was 16. And
I think you talked once about getting in trouble at school because of a flight you took.
One time I had been somewhere in the airplane early in the morning and was late getting to school, and I thought maybe a little buzz job at the schoolhouse would be a good thing to do. And so I flew by the schoolhouse fairly high, and it got everybody's attention. And it was a three-story schoolhouse, and by this time all my classmates were hanging out the windows of the third story. And I came back around and just got the wheels as close to the chimney on the schoolhouse as I could, and went home and came to school, and the principal was waiting for me. He told me he thought he'd probably turn me in, that what I did was totally illegal. And, being 17 years old and having the answers to everything, I told him that he couldn't, that I was on an approach to a landing. I don't know how I got by with it, but he bought that somehow, and I learned a lesson, and life went on. When I was old enough to be flying by myself, one time after school, I had to do something with the airplane, and we had livestock on the airstrip, primarily sheep. And sheep have this habit of, if you fly over them, instead of running away from you, they'll run toward you. But these sheep were on the airstrip, and so I taxied up the airstrip and thought I had all the sheep off the airstrip except for one, this one OU, and she was 100 or 200 feet away from the strip, and I thought, well, I'll be okay. And as I kept going, taking off, it was kind of a short, narrow strip. Why, here she came, and I thought, well, I'm going to beat the sheep. The sheep's going to not get to the runway by the time I'm off, but it didn't work that way. And I heard this loud clunk, and the propeller cut the sheep's head off so quickly that I looked out the right side of the airplane, and the sheep's head was stuck in the wing strut. And I looked out the left side of the airplane, and the sheep was still kind of running in a circular pattern as it was going down. And the airplane was in the air, and there were trees at the end of the strip, so I was committed. And fortunately, the airplane flew well, and it really didn't hurt a thing. And I landed, and I knew I was really going to be in trouble. And when my father got home, he was told what happened. Well, he was very relieved I wasn't hurt, but he was mad as heck that I killed a sheep and a ewe. And when he'd get just really mad, he'd look at us and he'd say, I'd knock your blanking brains out if I knew where to hit you. He told me in so many words, he said, do you know how much that ewe cost?